What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Aaron Rodgers, humongous fan of Jeopardy. He went on there as a celebrity participant. Humongous respect for Alex Trebek. He's been going on his media rounds to hype up the show and the appearance. And, of course, he loves screwing with the Packers. He really does. I keep on seeing this old, tired headline. Well, I don't know. I don't know what my future holds. I think my performance last year messed up some people's plans in the organization. All this stuff. But he went up against his toughest opponent yesterday, a guy trolling him in Final Jeopardy. Here's the sound.
Scott, did you come up with the correct response? Who wanted to kick that field goal? That is a great question. Should be correct, but unfortunately for this game today, that's incorrect.
So that's Aaron Rodgers getting trolled with the playoff game decision to kick the field goal instead of go for it on fourth down. He didn't throw Matt LaFleur under the bus. He didn't. He could have in that environment. I was expecting him to kill him, but Aaron Rodgers getting trolled yesterday on Jeopardy for his guest host appearance.
Man, I have this recorded. I've got all of them recorded, Sean.
I know. You know.
I'm trying to do my own. I'm gonna while Dalton Miller is wasting time on something useless like the NFL draft. I am gonna scout all the Jeopardy host possibilities.
Yeah.
So I've got them all recorded from Ken Jennings to Katie Couric to Dr. Oz to that other dude, that pretty guy, whatever he is, and then Aaron Rodgers, like the shiny dude that looks great on camera. I don't know who it is. I've got them all. I'm gonna scout them all.
You can disagree, Troy. I already eliminate Rodgers.
Yes.
He's too dry. He's too boring. You know, he's just so smug. So damn smug.
Isn't that Alex? Dry, boring, a little bit pompous, but not really.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that what Jeopardy kind of has been?
Yeah, but you want someone that has that intellectual, you know, presence. Like someone like Neil deGrasse Tyson is someone I would think of, or Bill Nye the Science Guy is someone I would think of. Listen, I'm just shocked that the guy made a sports reference.
Yeah.
When he threw that out there, because as we've heard in the past, Jeopardy, they're not really knowledgeable when it comes to the ball.
Yvonne.
NFL Team 6.
Running back, Marcus Allen. Anupama.
What is Colorado Rockies?
No.
No, no, it's not the Rockies.
No, not the Rockies, man. Oh, that's terrible. I'm so sorry. Ooh.
How about the respect for this position, though, with how people are going after it? Like, Aaron Rodgers seems like he would drop football. I wonder if you gave Rodgers one. Someone should have also wrote who is Danica Patrick in one of the.
No!
Hopefully that's tonight. Hopefully he gets trouble with Danica tonight.
Who is Olivia Munn?
Who is Olivia Munn? That's right. Who is any brunette that you obviously have a fetish for?
Why don't you call your parents?
Dang. Who is your brother? I'm starting to think that he would prefer, if you gave him one more Super Bowl or this job, that he might take the Jeopardy job. He said he would even go clean shaven to do it. Quote, if shaving the beard and mustache was a prereq to get the full-time gig, no problem with that at all. No problem. I would love to be the host of Jeopardy. He did not say when he would like to take a run at the job. That was on the Pat McAfee show, but that was a one of Aaron Rodgers' guest host appearances.
It's okay. So Michael Strahan is probably more popular now than when he played.
Yes,
more people know who he is because of whatever show he's on now. Is it Good
GMA?
Morning America?
Yeah, GMA.
Regis and Kelly, whatever. So he's probably more popular now. I don't know the same could be said for Jeopardy, but at the same time, everyone in the world knew who Alex Trebek was. And I don't know that everyone in the world knows. Like, my mother doesn't know who Aaron Rodgers is. Probably has no clue. But she definitely knows who the host of Jeopardy is going to be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is he doing it for notoriety? I think Aaron Rodgers is just, he's like a nerd. He loves it. He loves the questions. He loves the knowledge. You know, he gets geeked out over it like I do for like the kind of the trash that's on Family Feud. You know, I'm a Steve Harvey Family Feud one. I love it. So that's Aaron Rodgers and his appearance hosting Jeopardy. I think he recorded two of them. So hopefully the second one is tonight.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.